All right, word up, word of mouth Wednesday. We're back here, and joining me in the studio right now, we got our first guest of the show, Solomon Moyibuke of the Esplanade Community Group. Hi, Solomon.
Hi, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. And I guess just to give the listeners a bit of an overview about what the Esplanade Community Group is all about. What kind of work are you doing?
Well, the Esplanade Community Group is a grassroots organization located in the Esplanade. We started about a year ago, and some of our mandates include housing, keeping housing cheap and affordable, as well as keeping our housing repaired and accessible. And as far as we also have campaigns around police brutality, as well as youth-on-youth violence, and hopefully getting better jobs for our communities.
Nice. And I guess, like, with all the stuff that's been going on in the community, I guess what are some of the things going on in the community, I guess, and that you're working on?
Well, currently right now we're working on a project which we have going on this Friday, June the 11th.
Nice.
And it's going to be held over at the LKYPT, which is the Lorraine Kimza Theater for Young People.
Nice.
And what will be going on is we'll be putting on a hip-hop show, which will also be comprised of some singers, a funk band, and a theatrical group. And what we'll be doing is we'll be, A, putting on a great show for our community, trying to raise money for the group, seeing that we are a self-funded group that funds ourselves through our membership, and also speaking out on some of the issues that we deal with, and having the ability to get the ear of the community in a more casual setting.
Nice. And so this is a what, so you gave a few of the details. When was this event? Is this Friday?
Yeah, this Friday, 6:30.
6:30, okay.
Over at the YPT. It's over at George and Front Street.
Nice. And I guess one of the issues that I know that you've been working on involves, the police in the community. What's going on with the focus on police repression in the Esplanade Community Group?
Well, as of now, what we have going on is kind of like an amateur cop watch in many respects. As of now, we had a great deal of problems with the police in our community. We had youth that were being beat up. Just as of late, we had an elderly man of the community. And I believe one misconception many people have is that police brutality only pertains to minorities. The gentleman I was speaking of in the past few weeks is he's in his 50s, an elderly white male, and was roughed up by the police, a respected member of our community. And so one thing we definitely are working on is trying to find a way to make our police divisions accountable to the community. So what we have going on right now is more or less a community-run cop watch in which some of the youth in our neighborhoods have our phone numbers. And whenever they are stopped by the police and don't know what to do, they can call us, and we are more than willing to come out and observe just to ensure that their rights are being maintained and respected.
Wow, yeah, this is so that's something. I guess this is like is this community watch would just be in the with the Esplanade group, or is this all over Toronto?
Well, as of now, right, it is exclusive to the Esplanade group with us. Mm-hmm. We've covered some of the stories through one of the publications we write in, Basics, which involved a youth in Moss Park, and our eventual goal is to hopefully have start up our work throughout the city and have it go from neighborhood to neighborhood, and hopefully we started it off, and hopefully get it out there, and hopefully to the east and to the west, and move it throughout Toronto.
Right, and I heard actually on another station, community radio station CHRY, actually they have a Radio Basics show that I heard a few days ago. Somebody from the Esplanade Community Group was on there, and then it got into the subject, and the subject we've talked a bit about on the Word of Mouth Wednesday before has to do with the recent death of a citizen of Toronto, Junior Manon. Do you know anything about what's been going on with this case or any updates?
I'm I'm not exactly completely enlightened, but I did attend the rally over by the coroner's coroner's inquest at on Yonge Street. And what happened was 2 days after the murder, as I'd like to call it, the family called for a rally, and there was about 100 people that came out. And in the newspapers, you had a story that told you that this young, healthy male at the age of 18, after a short foot pursuit, fell dead from a heart attack. And shortly after, the lawyer went in, and the family went and looked at the body, and you had a neck brace on the kid. He looked at it as if he had been beaten, and our media hasn't accurately covered our story the way it should have been.
Right, right. And that's why I'm glad that we got the community radio, we got Word of Mouth Wednesday, we got Basics News newsletter. You can read about some of this stuff, and we're trying to get the word out here on Word of Mouth Wednesday. And it's also great that you're doing some work in the community, actually meeting with people and getting this word out. But one of the things we wanted to talk about with what you're doing is this, the event that you mentioned on Friday, just to give, the details again, just to make sure that we know, what's going on. I know you said it's going to be at the theater, Lorraine Kinsman Theater, which is downtown. So you're saying that there's going to be some music and presentations?
Yes, there'll definitely be a couple of speeches. We have some guest speakers who are coming to talk about what we believe is extremely important. As much as we're there to have a good time and enjoy the music and the culture of the event through the music and the visual art, we also feel the pressing need to talk about some of the issues we have within our own communities. Like I said earlier, with the issues of housing, the issues of our youth, the issues of the police in our communities, and how we can work as a community as a whole to improve these conditions. And hopefully there'll be a meet and greet. Hopefully we can get some politicians out and you can ask those questions directly to the people responsible for your current conditions, whether you like them or not. And I think it would be a great way for people to meet community and build that across the city. So I do invite everybody out. There will be tickets. Tickets as of now are $10 for anybody 19 and over and $5 for anybody 18 and younger.
Nice. And where could you get those?
You can either email the Esplanade Community Group at gmail.com, or we will be selling tickets at the door as well.
So Esplanade Community Group at gmail.com to get in contact with you guys. And I guess just looking into the future, are you guys planning anything? Because I know you guys are right downtown, and we got this big G20 coming in. Are you guys planning anything around the G20?
As of now, what we have planned is... seeing that the G20 is in our community, it's a little west of us. We felt it necessary to definitely have a talk with our communities and kind of, to some extent, educate them on what is going to go on with the G20. So we will be holding hopefully a little seminar, a little educational on the G20 as well as Pride. We also feel like we want our communities to be as informed and as tolerant as possible when it comes to the communities as a whole. One of our main goals with discussing Pride is to have our youth understand that you may not agree with certain ideas, you may not partake, but you should respect. You know what I mean? If you'd like your liberties and civil rights respected, you must also show the same. And with the G20, we want people to understand exactly what's going on. You have billions of dollars that are being spent, and that money belongs to you. And I feel everybody should have an opinion on the G20. And I feel people are kind of passive to the idea, not understanding that everyday working class people like yourselves and I will be paying for this.
All right, yeah, true words. We're speaking with Solomon Moyibuke. And thanks a lot, Solomon, for coming down to the studio tonight.
Once again, thank you very much for having me.
All right, thanks. Yeah, and that was Solomon Moyibuke of the Esplanade Community Group. And check out their event taking place this Friday, which is the 11th of June, and we're going to be right back here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday